Catherine, I have an idea.
This is your phone.
Yeah, that's my phone.
Yeah, what's your idea?
So basically, my girlfriend messaged me that the Backstreet Boys were coming back, are going on tour in March, and they're coming to town.
Okay.
And so my idea is, what if we live casted an episode and like interviewed fans, and if possible, we interview the Backstreet Boys?
How old are the Backstreet Boys now?
They're in their 40s. Or late 30s.
Damn.
That'd be
sorry,
sick.
I just have a lot of thoughts here.
Great.
Well, one, I think while our sound quality is usually pretty poor, I feel like it would be far worse than usual.
Fuck yeah. It's just like you, me, and five other men.
You just hear people screaming. Like, you don't actually know what you're listening to.
It's just you and the laptop putting it in the face.
Doesn't even get an actual microphone. I just bring my laptop. Or no, I could use voice memo on the phone. Honestly, it's probably better than my laptop.
Honestly?
Why haven't we been using that?
I really don't know.
Well, that's something to try for next time.
But for now, let's talk about the 2000s. Today will be a mildly educational show for Catherine. Because Catherine has never seen... She knows what it is. She knows what TRL is, but she's never seen it.
Titling this episode, Catherine Reacts to TRL, because I don't know anything.
I'm
here to react.
TRL was, in my eyes, when I was a kid, was like one of the coolest shows to watch after school. They had all the music videos, the whole countdown. If you weren't on that top 10, you weren't the hottest music video out. Like, you weren't hot at the moment. Like, that top 10 was equivalent to the commandments. It kind of set the mood for like the day.
And my parents didn't like me to watch MTV.
I can see that.
Too inappropriate.
Yeah. Catherine grew up as a Mormon.
It's true. I would make a joke here, but I don't know enough about the Mormon lifestyle.
That's okay. Polygamy.
Yeah, I have like five moms.
They had amazing live performances, iconic moments. Carson Daly was the host for like, I would say 4 or 5 years. And he was a great host. Like, the dude can host anything and make it approachable. He was personable. He was chill. And there was a whole year where he had black nails, or he painted his nails black. It was like this age.
Iconic.
Yeah, it's like that's why I remember like Blink-182 would be on, and I just see a microphone.
Did he single-handedly fuel the entire scene trend?
There's nothing seen about Carson Daly. There's absolutely nothing seen.
Black nail polish is.
And so, to me, I feel like for a lot of us growing up, this show was a pinnacle in our childhood growing up, except Catherine's.
Yeah.
And so, this show is.
I was a Mormon.
This show is dead. The show is officially dead, even though it's still going on, but it's really dead. Like, no one gives a shit. Like, to me, TRL was our CNN as a youth, because they had MTV News. They always had news breaks, entertainment breaks.
Sorry, don't mind me. Keep talking.
She just raised her hands to the sky.
I don't have to go to work today.
Awesome. So, basically, it was news segments, like MTV News. You always got, like, the latest news and all that shit. So, it was like CNN, but with music. And so, the show started in 1999, when it was just Carson at a desk in a lonely studio doing the countdown, talking to himself.
Is that not what we do?
Yeah, but I'm not Carson Daly.
And we're also not in a studio.
I'm not alone. We're in your room. And so... So slowly, people started watching it more and more, and then they added it to their summer lineup in 1998. And it was during their summer shows in Seaside Heights, where they filmed the Jersey Shore.
Nice.
MTV loves Seaside. I didn't know it lasted this long. I didn't know that this lore was that long. And so... They merged their old show, MTV Live, with Total Request, because that's what it was called. And then they merged into Total Request Live. Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, mind-blowing. the executives were geniuses. Like,
you have so many notes on this.
Dude, I have about four. I have four pages.
See, I mean, I would have done research. I haven't done research in two weeks. I had forgotten that we were doing this today.
I haven't done research in two weeks. Like, so this is like...
I haven't done research in how many episodes do we have? Never.
I don't think you've ever done it. And so, I feel like it's just me.
I did research for Britney Spears.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because you have to.
And for one other thing, I forget what it was.
Though. I forget. You're our fans. You tell us.
I did a very small amount of research on Woodstock. Not extensive at all.
Yeah, Woodstock.
I did a little bit, but I did most of the research on Britney.
Yeah. So basically, TRL, the abbreviation wasn't real. It wasn't official, even though Carson would say it all the fucking time. And it took them a year to add it. And then they finally added a live audience in 99. And supposedly the show peaked in 2000. That was when it was, like, its height. It peaked.
Well, it says here in, like, early 2007, almost no one was watching it.
Yeah, dude, no one gave a fuck. Like, it was just really the end. And so, it became a cult classic following show, and it got to a point that even a country music channel tried to have their own version of TRL, but it lasted 3 years because country music sucks. And so... the iconic moments of this show live in infamy in television, in my opinion, because they're awesome, and they're memories that I still to this day remember watching in my living room in my old apartment. Mm. One of the wildest ones was Mariah Carey, and I showed you that video.
Yes, I watched that. It is visibly
uncomfortable to watch. And so basically, she surprised, quote-unquote, Carson with an ice cream cart, and kept calling it an ice cream truck. She's like, look, Carson, here's the ice cream truck. I brought ice cream. And then she would talk about, he would be like, what are you doing here? And he was like obviously confused. And you can see him staring behind the cameras to producers like wondering what the fuck is happening. And then she goes, this is my therapy session. You're my therapy, Carson. I was like, what in the fuck is happening? And then she takes off her shirt. She's wearing this huge oversized shirt. And then she takes it off, and she's just wearing, like a halter top and, like, shorts. And then the very next day, she's hospitalized for an emotional, physical breakdown. And then that same month, I think, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Oh, Mariah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so what year did that happen?
I think 2000.
And what year was Glitter made?
All right, so I was just getting to that. So... fun fact, Glitter came out that year, I believe 2001. The soundtrack came out on 9/11. 2001.
Oh, jeez, what's your conspiracy theory here?
There is no theory. I'm just saying it was the worst time.
That actually explains so much about her performance.
And then the movie came out 10 days later.
Yeah, that explains so much about her performance in that movie because when Chad and I watched it on our podcast.
Too bad, one good.
Yes. Except Glitter was part of Never Seen It, not part of.
You've never enjoyed Glitter.
Yeah, but we were saying that it was like she was court ordered to be there. Like that's what it felt like when she was there. Like she was physically there, but
her mind was not there.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, yeah, like when you look back, there's like a recurring theme of mental health here. In our shows of just, like, people losing their shit with Britney and Mariah.
2000s just really fucked everyone up. Especially the women of the 2000s.
Oh, fuck yeah. The 2000s fucked over a lot of people and just fucked, like, mentally we just shouldn't be handling this as human beings. And so, what's crazy is that, like, if you didn't watch that episode, this was, like, before Twitter. You had to hear it word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Or on the news or on Access Hollywood that night.
Yeah.
That Mariah Carey was being weird. And people always thought it was funny, but it's like a mental health crisis. And you could tell people in Carson are visibly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And she gave ice cream to everyone in the audience. And so she's having a breakdown and people are just like having like popsicles. It was just, you know.
Jeez.
And so Glitter came out 10 days later after 9/11, which is a hell of a way to cope with tragedy. Because that opening box office was awful. I don't think they ever recouped money back, which is, like, not surprising. Hanson hosted the show early on in 1998.
Apparently it was featured as a main plot point in Drake and Josh Go to Hollywood.
Yes.
And that makes so much sense, because I do actually have vague memories of that TV special. Strong. And I'm like, see, this is probably how I knew of TRL, but I just never actually watched
it. Yeah, that was like...
That's hilarious.
Midway through the decline
of TRL. I also didn't really watch shows like that back then. I watched like...
You didn't like Drake and Josh?
Oh, I watched Drake and Josh. Oh. No, I was saying in TRL.
Yeah.
I didn't really watch anything talk show-ish.
Yeah.
I never watched anything like that.
Yeah, I do. It was.
So I think that's also part of it.
It being peaked in 2000, like to me, 2000, between like 1999,
I was too young to watch talk shows. You were. Shows at that point,
you couldn't fathom what was going on.
I was just.
So
a young,
I definitely loved it.
I was just a youngin, watching. What did I watch when I was that old?
Mormon things.
Ooh, I really like The Wiggles.
Oh my god.
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
What else was on TV?
You look like you watched The Wiggles.
Hell yeah, I did.
Lame.
I was super into The Wiggles. Fight me.
Getting off topic. here's a memorable moment, because I do remember this happening. When the Backstreet Boys came, they shut down Times Square. Because there were thousands of people that just showed the fuck up. And cops had to shut down like a whole block of Times Square. And so this happened May 18th, 1999, when they were doing promo for Millennium, one of the greatest albums known to man.
Yes.
We will definitely be talking about the Backstreet Boys and possibly interviewing them in March 2019. We have to call their agent. It's like, hey, you guys want to get interviewed for this podcast? No? Okay. And so, yeah, they shut down Times Square. And so there's just, I don't know what it is, but there's just a competition of whenever you see people or like a boy band, it's just a competition of who can scream the loudest.
Yeah.
And there was they cut to a girl when like they're walking in and like AJ waves at some chick. You could just see this woman's veins pop out of her neck and she's just screaming, you know. She's just like,
can you just imagine walking down the street and just having a bunch of women just scream?
In the wrong context, it just sounds so bad. It just sounds like
I think it'd be terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Context.
Even in, yeah, it's. I was just like, I'd be overwhelmed by this. I'm like, why are you screaming in my ear?
And I never want to be famous like that. Mm-mm.
Like, have you seen?
I don't want people to know who I am. You don't know me.
Like, just a bunch of people screaming, Gavin! It's like, stop.
I feel like, oh, they must mean another Catherine. It's a very common name. I understand the confusion.
Kathy Bates is behind you. Oh, God. Britney performing Oops, I Did It Again. Every list I've ever looked up, this is one of the iconic moments that has always popped up. Because it was a 4-minute performance. It was her, 4 other guys as background dancers. It was 4 minutes long, but it felt like forever. And then in the middle of the song, they had a breakdown in the middle. It was just a break off, and they would just dance. And then they went right back into it. I was like, it was wild shit. It was early Britney, first album Britney. Like, I was like, the world was not ready for this shit. Also, she hosted TRL with Melissa Joan Hart. That's a lot of blonde for an hour show. But it's also one of the most 2000s things ever to happen.
It's like so many news shows, though. Just like blonde.
That's true. Women. Just blondie. P. Diddy, post Puff Daddy, post Puff, he ran on a treadmill the whole show, one episode.
Nah, fam.
He.
Not here.
The show
was
an hour, and he just ran. He just ran.
Like, jogged or ran?
I think jogged. I think he was running at first, and then slowly, you could just see him start jogging. So, it's just P. Diddy jogging for an hour as they're hosting a show, doing a countdown, and you just hear huffing and puffing in the background.
That sounds like one of those, like, YouTube live videos, shit posting, where it's like, here, watch P. Diddy run on a treadmill for an hour.
I mean, the 2000s is really just one massive shitpost.
I mean, that's true.
If I could find just a clip of him jogging and put it on a loop for an hour with Christmas music, I'm going to put that at my job.
Please do.
I'm going to try and find it. But basically, he had a shirt that said B.I.G. forever as he's jogging. It was just, and this was around the time, so Britney also stopped by that episode, because Britney was always on TRL. And this is when Toxic dropped. So it was like the hottest song out in America. And as she's talking, she proceeds to wipe sweat off his forehead. And it's just the weirdest thing to watch. It's really a metaphor for black struggles in the music industry. Really, for it's like P. Diddy, he's just running, and white people are laughing at him. It's so sad. Puff Daddy wouldn't do that, but P. Diddy did. Catherine is the most uncomfortable.
Not uncomfortable. I'm just looking at you like, okay, this is just Jason. This is the Jason I'm used to. So I'm giving him a look because I really have nothing to say here. I'm just kind of like, okay, where is this train going?
Yeah, Catherine has a very disappointed mother look. Just like,
yeah, I'd say that's more accurate.
Always, always like bummed. Eminem hosted in 2000 when he was promoting Marshall Mathers LP, and he changed the whole network to MTV. EMTV, get it? Ha.
No, I don't.
Ha.
EMTV.
Yeah, EMTV. Basically, that's kind of how it should be.
Wait,
REM TV.
Wait, why?
Because he thought it was funny.
Why was it funny?
I don't know. It was the 2000s, like, I don't know.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, and so he was just being weird and druggy and funny. He was just like, he was just calling out Britney, Backstreet Boys, and NSYNC, and he was like, they're all garbage. And then he didn't choose what the producers gave him as a whole lineup. He chose all the music videos that he liked. And then as he's promoting his album, he kept telling the audience, my album sucks. Don't listen to me.
Me promoting this podcast.
And it was 2 hours long. This is a 2-hour long show. And at some point he brings in Carson and he goes, we know he puts him on the spot. He was just like, we know you enjoy your job, but there are a lot of music videos we know you don't like. Which ones don't you like? And he couldn't answer, and he was like, come on, Carson! Don't be a pussy! Just answer the question!
Drag them! Tell us the tea!
Tell us! Yeah, and so...
Spill the tea!
I remember watching that, and then having to stop after like the first hour, because I think I went to go play outside. But it was like 2 hours long. Yeah. I think you remember these names. Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. Do you remember this? Fuck, you were really young.
I was young. I'm a young fetus. We've been over this.
To everyone who was old enough to remember this, when they were a thing, when they were a couple for a few years, they did that duet song. I forgot what it was called, but I remember watching it. The duet video isn't bad. It's actually, it's not bad at all. It's like a really good song for them, but it was just like, they were trying to be, the world was trying to find the next Justin and Britney. And Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson were not it. Like, they pushed that shit so fucking hard that they got a reality show called The Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica, or Jessica and Nick. And it lasted 3 seasons, and then it ended around the time they got a divorce.
Amazing.
Yeah. And they were always, like, the go-to people for MTV, like, just, like, them two, because they weren't working. So they were just, like, they were, like, the perfect people to, like, call on. They were, like, freelance artists. You know what I mean? Like, you were always on call. They weren't doing anything. And it was like, hey, can you come in to host URL? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. I'll be right there.
Amazing.
Yeah. Like, but they were just, like, the whitest bleh couple. They just look like that couple that you see post-grad of high school, that, like, that one blonde chick that got married too soon.
They're like that couple. They're just like, oh, did you hear so-and-so got married? And you're like, okay.
Well, I
and
heard.
And, like, that's it. And, yeah, like, nothing.
Exactly.
And you never think about it again, ever.
Exactly. It was just like a nice white couple that was not very problematic.
No.
Very
boring.
They're
just the couple you never really think about. Like, you forget about.
Nobody gave a shit.
Until someone brings them up, and then you're like, oh, yeah,
Nick. I totally forgot about that. Like, yeah, nobody gave a shit about them. Nobody gave a shit about them. And so, like, you know, they just kind of died off. And funny enough, their Newlywed reality show was originally pitched to Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley, but they said no. They were like, oh, we can't do it, like, he's too busy. That would have been wild that Michael Jackson had a reality show in the 90s. That would have been next level shit.
Where do you think we'd be today if that had happened?
I don't think we would have went to war in Iraq. Like, I really, yeah, like, I really that's think a jump. That's a big jump. I think foreign policy just would have changed. I think the world would have been more sympathetic to each other if they had seen the real Michael early on. Yeah. I think that's what would have happened. I stick by my beliefs. Fight me if you don't agree.
I'll fight you for many other things.
Here's a hilarious thing. Jay-Z and Beyonce went public as a couple on TRL.
Nice.
Forever they were rumored to be together. Nothing confirmed. Then on TRL, they came out performing O3 Bonnie and Clyde. Great song. If you haven't heard it, pause this now and go listen to it, then come back. But they performed it, and they were wearing all denim. All denim.
Good.
Trying to be Justin and Britney once again. Aside from wearing a gray hoodie and a gray shirt underneath, but he was still wearing a denim jacket, jeans, and she was in a denim tube dress and like a Yankees cap. And it was just the weirdest. It was just so funny.
When you describe Jay-Z's outfit, I'm like, you're describing what I wear like every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Just like super bummy.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you a Rockaware chain so you can live that Jay-Z life.
Great, I can't wait.
You think I'm fucking around.
I do dress like a bum, so.
You do. You dress like you worked for Jay-Z at some point.
I have this one flannel jacket, and I wore it home once, and my parents told me I looked like a homeless person.
Oh, is that the one that says,
which one is it? It says, mellow out. Mellow on the back, yeah.
Mellow on the back.
Yeah, my parents told me I look like a homeless person in it, and that they don't want me to wear it.
So. Chad made us, he designed us jackets a while back, and mine, my flannel says chill, and Chad said, it's because you have none. I was like,
which is accurate, yeah.
This is quite accurate.
And it's pleasantly ironic because it's on your back, so it can't even really be a reminder to you.
It really cannot. It is a post-it note I do not see.
It's a lovely statement of irony.
Oh yeah. So when I live the irony. And so when Beyonce was asked, like when they asked her, like, how did you guys meet, blah, blah, she played super coy and was just like, we met a long time ago. I was like in a galaxy far fucking away. Like where did you meet? And so they came out in the power of all denim is strong in the 2000s. It's just,
when is that coming back? Because I'm so prepared.
I mean, I feel like I attempt, but it's getting colder now. So it's like my jean jacket is like waning out.
I get more season. And more grunge the colder it gets.
Yeah, I just get broken and just like more dirtier. Just like, I haven't even showered today.
Like a friend of ours the other day was like, she's like, why are you wearing a button up over a button up? Because I was wearing, like, a button-up shirt and then a flannel over
so why
that.
The fuck not, bro?
Yeah, I'm like, I've literally worn plaid flannel on plaid
fuck
flannel.
Fuck you for being
on
proper.
On plaid flannel so many times, and now you're commenting?
As Catherine cries, I am being myself.
I am. That's who I am. I layer a lot of flannel and denim, and that's about it. That's all I wear.
We have detracted from all that. From Jay-Z, Beyonce to defending her flannel choices.
I mean, I still think that we should do an episode on 2000s fashion.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. We're doing fashion, guys. Because there is. Every
so
time I have to look up people, there is just the wildest shit that everyone wore. And in retrospect, I'm sure they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
1000%
And on
positive.
The topic of things that we should talk about. Or, like, even just things I'm surprised we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
So when I mentioned the Wiggles earlier, I'm like, no, they never come up. Iconic.
That is all you, bro. I am not talking about the Wiggles.
They did music.
If you look up Wiggle shit, there's a Slipknot cover. There's
is
like
there?
A mashup with like the Wiggles and Slipknot.
Oh my god, I need
it
to
is,
look it up. That sounds amazing.
I'll have you listen to it after this. This shit
is
so good.
I remember specifically I own one movie where the Wiggles and Steve Irwin did a movie together.
Oh, the Crocodile Hunter. Yeah.
And it was so good. I watched the shit out of that, let me tell you.
God. Recipe Steve Irwin.
Yeah, truly. Iconic. Yeah. See, that's the shit I watched a lot of Animal Planet when I was in, like, oh, yeah. ever since elementary school.
2000s Animal Planet was peak.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great shit.
That's, like, all I watched. Animal Planet and The Wiggles.
So.
The only two genres.
So, following up, on Beyonce, Destiny's Child announced their breakup on TRL. TRL was, like, where you got your shit from, like, your news all the time. And so this is when they made it public, we're going to break up. And right, it was in 05, post Carson Daly, post Car. People were sobbing and were just like taken by surprise. Like people were just like crying in the audience. And I think people thought that they would just fade away. And little did they fucking know.
Disappear, yeah.
That, you know, Beyonce was going to be like the queen forever. And Kelly was going to be awesome. And Michelle just kind of went away a little bit.
She reappears every now and then.
She's great, though. But she just kind of, like, took it easy. But, you know, I don't think we knew better back then when they announced her break. Like, I don't think we knew that Beyonce was going to be, like, the greatest thing ever. So, going back a few years in 2001, Michael Jackson stopped by, like, a few weeks after 9/11 happened to promote his album. And then it had the song You Rock My World, which is amazing. The music video is 14 minutes long, but it's like almost a short film because Chris Tucker's in it. And it's this whole thing. It's kind of like Smooth Criminal a bit. And so it's this whole thing of like he fights over for this one chick and he defends her. And then there's like a breakdance whole scene. Then like the music finally kicks in and he's just doing a bunch of shit. It's a great song. Mm-hmm. So he goes there to promote. In my mind, I'm just like, do you think Glitter should have been pushed back and then Michael Jackson, he just should have had that whole time to heal the world with his music?
No thoughts.
It's just a long pause. We were like, did this stop? And it's just like, no thoughts.
I have no thoughts on that, really.
I mean, it's the king of pop. I have nothing to contribute here. I think the king of pop should have, you know, helped heal the world with his music instead of us hearing Glitter.
Hey now.
God damn it. Go fuck yourself.
Sorry, I didn't actually mean to go that direction. It just sort of happened.
All right, so to come from something bad, from Michael being there promoting his album, to Lindsay Lohan performing a cover of I Want You to Want Me.
Did that really happen?
That, dude, I don't know. I think the people there had no idea what was happening, and I don't think Lindsay knew what she was doing. And so, every article I've read on iconic moments in TRL, this is a moment that is almost indescribable. They're just like, that happened, and that's it. And I'm just like, and I watched the video, I'm like, yeah, that actually happened. Holy shit. It's quite bad. It's quite weird. And what's hilarious is that the backup vocalists sound better than her.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, why don't we get those two in the back to come to the front and sing this shit? And at one point, one of the band members, the lead guitarist, goes into a solo. He fucks up and attempts to recover. And I could just see, you can see him like strum the last note before going back into the verse. And he shakes his head as he's walking away. And it's just so fucking bad.
Amazing.
And there's, because one, the guitar sounded bad. Like there's no gain. And so it just sounds like you're playing it in a guitar center. It just sounded really bad. It was too clean. And the song is 3 minutes long, but it just felt like eternity. It felt like it just was never going to end. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay was just going, black-haired Lindsay, by the way. Like, after Mean Girls, like, black-haired Lindsay.
Got it.
And so, that was a wild thing to watch. Like, it just, it's one of those things that, like, shouldn't have happened. Yeah, but luckily we are past that phase in America. So, I do have one more iconic moment to talk about, and it's one of my favorite moments ever. It's ODB. It was when the song "Hey Dirty, I Got Your Money" with Maya and what's his name from the Fugees were on the song with him. It was right before he died. And he's on TRL, and a woman calls asking him what he would do for the community, and his answer is amazing. I hope you can hear this. I'm just gonna play it.
Another phone call here. Hello?
Hi, my name is Meanda, and I live in Florida. Being a young black female and also a teen mother, what do you guys do to give back to the community? Also directed mostly towards ODB. I know Praz and the Fugees do things for the community, but what is going to be your theme for the community?
Nothing.
Dude, it is so there are could you imagine that? No one could do that now.
No.
You can't just say I'm not going to do anything for the community. This is one of the realest guys that's ever existed in forever. Like, this is a guy who ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, was in Wu-Tang Clan. They made millions off their first album. This is a guy that would roll around in a limo with his family and 3-4 kids and go get food stamps. And his reasoning is, why wouldn't you take free money? He would go in a limo and go get food stamps.
Jesus.
And just walk around and spend that shit. So for him to say that was, like, not surprising. But there were people in the crowd that were just, like, very disappointed in him. And I'm just like, what did you expect him to say? That he was going to start a charity? Like, no, this guy was not that guy. And so that's one of my favorite moments ever. That's just shit is just iconic. So after Carson Daly left, after all the fun ended, he went on to go host his late night show, Last Call. And it lasted, I think it's still going on, kind of. They just have reruns, but it's like, the show went on and it would air at like 1 in the morning.
Jeez.
And, yeah, and so, but
when
like,
most people are watching.
Yeah, like it was Last Call. So basically after him, a lot of VJs, video jockeys would fill in, but really it was just kind of Damian Fahey who would do a lot of it. He kind of took the reins and then got a co-host like later on in the last few years. And at some point, this is when it started to really change. They took away the option to call in your music videos. Because there was a phone number that you would call and dial in and yeah. You would choose. And it was a Dial MTV. And that service had been on since like 1988 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shut it down.
Yeah.
Because they all switched to online. Everything was internet. When everyone had broadband, dial-up, you know, DSL, like it was all this shit. And so the only way you could vote is if you were a member on the MTV website.
Mm.
And TRL was the third longest running program on MTV behind The Real World in 120 Minutes, which was a rock show on MTV2, which is a countdown show. And so they went from 5 days a week to 4. That's red flag number one if I'm employed there. Like, if we're shooting 5 days and, oh, we're just going to shoot 4 days from now on. My hour's getting cut. Bad sign. That's time to jump ship. In 2007, they shot their 2000th episode.
Jesus.
2000th.
Kill me.
Oh, my God. So they had a special countdown of the best videos, and Cry Me a River was number one. Because who can deny that greatness of Justin Timberlake complaining about Britney Spears? Rumors started that they were canceling TRL. MTV said, nah, that's bullshit. And then proceeded to cancel it the following year. They all knew. Everyone knew that it was going to end. And so the last episode was Seth Green and the All-American Rejects as like the final guests.
Amazing.
And so what they would do is they would help tear down the studio. They would just rip shit. They would just break stuff. And so in the end, Damian and Lindsay Rodriguez, I think, he had the power switch to the whole floor, the whole studio. And in the end, they were just like, you know, it's been fun, all this and that. And they said goodbye and they shut down the power. And that's where the show ended. And there's BTS video that he shot that's on YouTube of that last day. And people are like cleaning up and getting ready for the last show. And there's you see a photo booth that was in the hallways of the TRL office. And that's when all the famous people come in and take, like, the photo booth pictures. And it was just lined with, like, all the people that have come through. And that was, like, iconic. It was just, like, the one shit. And I remember that. It was so sad. I just feel like crying just talking about it.
It just the hurts. Voice you say it's that just, is. I hate it when
just,
you do that
it
voice.
Just, it just really hurts. In November, they had a 3-hour show for TRL. It was like the kind of like a just closing, you know, let's remember the good times kind of show. And your boy, Jonathan Davis from Korn, pops up.
Of course.
In the show. Early Taylor Swift was there. Like, first album Taylor Swift.
Damn.
Like, young, pre-Kanye Taylor Swift. Like, virgin Taylor Swift. Like... I'm terrible. So they had a countdown, and it was like the greatest music videos of TRL 2000s ever. And here's the top 10. Are you ready?
I mean, I have it right here. So
fuck you. I was gonna surprise you.
Too late. I have Wikipedia in my hands.
Basically, it was Outkast. Hey Ya, number 10. What's My Age Again? Blink 182 at number 9. Yeah. Yeah. By Usher, Lil Jon,
yeah,
and
Ludacris. Yeah. That's an actual recording of the song that we just played there for you.
I mean, yeah, it can't be copyrighted because it's a cover.
Yeah.
So that was 8. Crazy in Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z, 7. Ba with the Ba by Kid Rock.
That's the only one on this list I can't think of. If I heard it, I'd probably know.
Oh, yeah, you would. Yeah.
But, like, looking at it, I'm like, I don't know what that is right now.
During your funeral, I'll play it.
Can't wait to hear it when I'm dead.
I just can't wait to see the look on your parents' face.
I like how you assume that my parents will outlive me. I can't wait to die young, Jason. Jason has foreseen me dying
young. Seen it, man.
Thank you.
Seen it, man. Number 5 was Dirty by Christina Aguilera.
Dirty.
Bye Bye Bye, number 4 by NSYNC. I Want It That Way, number 3 by the Backstreet Boys. 2, Real Some Shady, and number 1 greatest song ever of the 2000s, music video, the whole time, everything, was Baby One More Time by Britney fucking Spears. And obviously. So...
I like how you said it in such a calm voice when I'm looking at your notes and it's in all caps.
Oh yeah, it's in all caps. Because I don't want to scream, it's like, I have a long day.
You don't want to scream.
I don't. No, because I have to go to work. it's going to be a long day. So.
I mean, you definitely were screaming like just a couple minutes ago.
Okay, whatever. So, and so Baby One More Time was like the greatest song ever, or is the greatest song ever of the 2000s. It's and so, true. And they even played the song during the end credits. And in my mind, I was just like, I think that's the song. If the world were about to end, that's the song that should play.
Hit me, baby, one more time with the apocalypse.
And then the asteroid just, like, smashes in.
That's how I want to die.
Yeah. I want to hear that beat. Just, like, as, like, I'm crying. And praying for mercy.
As I'm burning alive.
As I'm burning alive.
Yeah.
That I mean, honestly, yeah. They attempted to bring back the show. So the show ended in 08. They attempted to bring back the show. And it still airs. It's still on to this day.
I see that apparently... when they would bring it back for one day on July 2nd in 2014, it was 30 minutes long, and Ariana Grande was on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's her single Problem.
The special was titled Total Ariana Live. I love her.
Tall.
Yes.
Tall.
And the episode drew an average of 456,000 viewers, which
nothing.
Not a lot, but it's actually more than they were averaging at in the year 2007.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
So yeah, not a lot, but it was an improvement.
I mean, yeah. But it's like, they don't even do it live anymore, because it's called Total Request List. Supposedly. But it's not even live. They pre-taped this shit.
Wow.
And we were just watching a video of Poppy there, and she's like, I want to say hi to my fans. And there are maybe 10 people on the other side of the street waving. 10. Yeah. And it was just like, back then, there was like a decent amount. Like, they had to cordon off every time. There was a certain section that they were cordoning off for TRL. They would have, like, the police barriers and shit.
I think it's because so few people know what it is now.
Yeah, no one. There's a whole generation that did not know Carson Daly hosted. They only see him as the Today Show guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did a late night edition called Total Request Late Night.
Yep. That was a thing for a bit.
Wild.
Yeah, it's like, the show just kind of it's just not a thing for this generation anymore. It's just not there. Interesting fact that I learned. Listening to the Britney Spears podcast with Damian Fahey was on it as a guest, and he talked about how TRL had permission to shut down Times Square at any moment, like that they had that power. So like one time Britney performed in the middle of Times Square and they shut down like half the city.
Well, you know, maybe that's why TRL died, because with great power comes
great
responsibility, and they didn't, you know, and it killed them.
Yeah,
you know, they had too much power, and it came back and ate them alive.
I mean, the way Carson said it best when they were asked,
there's a Romanian version.
Yeah, there's international TRL versions. I didn't get into because I was just like, I've never seen them.
Just I'm reading some of the versions they have, and I'm like, a lot of these, I'm like, okay, makes sense. But then Romania is so out there compared to, like, okay, Australian,
random
British
countries with, like, sure, American-based shows are the wildest shit. Like, there's Sri Lanka's Got Talent. I have to show you this video.
I've seen some of Greece's version of The Voice.
The what?
The Voice.
Greece?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Can they even afford to do that?
Apparently. what's her name? Helena Paparizou. She was a 2000s musician. She's still a musician.
That's true.
She's like a pop princess of Greece.
I mean, that doesn't say much.
Okay, first of all, her music is iconic, so fight me. She's great.
That's going on a list for the next episode.
Greek pop music.
Yeah, fucking
pop.
So
I recently got an extensive education in it, so
oh my
I'm
God.
Prepared.
TRL was what, like, I don't consider it being a thing anymore, but at some point it was one of the greatest shows ever to watch and just to be up to date and see what the hottest music was and like your favorite musicians coming through and like even being in that atmosphere around there, being in the crowd. Must have been fun, but now it's like kind of dead. There's no live audience anymore. It is a time long gone. So I wish we could travel back and enjoy watching NSYNC perform Bye 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 with the actual strings in the studio.
You also said though that you wish you could go back to Woodstock 99.
Yeah, so basically let's just go back.
I don't know if I trust your taste.
So let's just go back to there and start there.
I still don't want to go to Woodstock 99. That stance has not changed.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. So basically, yeah, so I'll go, and then you can come and join TRL, like, after the sadness is over.
Yeah, let me know when Woodstock is done.
So,
I just am not in the mood to be assaulted, you know? Like, I'm just not feeling it.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, so though it's, that's it for TRL. So let's what's our albums of the week? Yeah, didn't do it today, did you?
Do I ever?
Motherfucker, nah.
Fight me.
Well, you have done it the past few weeks.
I have.
One who hadn't done it. I know mine. My album of the week will be Confessions by Usher. It is a very classic album. I wish you could watch Catherine scroll through the internet right now in frantic panic.
It's not frantic. This is very calm.
She's like, oh, I don't know what that was like.
I am in zero rush.
God.
Ooh.
Our next topic is going to be great, by the way. It's still freezing raining. Ugh.
Yeah, it's still disgusting out
Disgusting.
There.
Gross.
Hang on.
Can you hear her phone taps?
Okay, so, because, fuck you, Jason, I'm doing My Number One by Helena Paparizou.
Oh my god.
This is the English version of one of their albums because I cannot pronounce a lot of the others. But this is a bop, and it has a bunch of the English versions and non-English versions of the songs. Fight me.
Whatever. Join us next time as we talk about underrated and underappreciated women of the 2000s.
Hell yeah.
There is a lot.
Wait, we're just doing underrated? I thought we were just doing women. I don't know what's going on anymore, whatever.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of women that we could just do, like, a one full episode on, like Beyonce. Like, we can't just say that she's...
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, like, I think there are women of the 2000s that just weren't appreciated enough.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean? And there's women that are just, like, we could talk about Rihanna, like, a full hour. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's, like, there are women, like, my queen, Michelle Branch, that I think are just very underappreciated.
They are women. Jason Cortez.
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah, they are women. Cool. Awesome.
What?
Yeah, so join us next week, and we will see you then. Thanks.